This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
To the podcast, Mamaholics. How we doing today? After some technical difficulties, we're finally going to be able to come to you. As always, I am James Bailey, your favorite host and my mom's favorite podcast, the only host for this particular podcast. So I don't know if that like makes it easier for me to be your favorite, but I'm good with it, man. Thanks again for tuning in. Mom's Favorite Podcast, HMB Radio Network. Today we're going to have Rachel Rowan in. I just met her recently. She has a radio show with USF, and we'll talk about that for a bit. But she seemed like an interesting person, and I'm trying to bring you guys new and exciting people onto the podcast. So I brought her on, and anybody that's here listening for her, welcome to my mom's favorite podcast, where there's absolutely no order, no professionalism, no real fucks given. Oh, I curse a lot on my show. It's fun. So she's going to come on here. We'll talk about... You know, we'll do the hits from the bowl hits, Netflix Pearl. I'm going to try to keep it with the October theme with you guys, with the Halloween, and give you another horror movie. I don't know how familiar you'll be with the horror movie, the one that I have picked out. I picked out another one just in case. So I'm overloading you guys for this month. Maybe that's what I'll do. Yeah, all of October, your Netflix Pearls. I'll give you a Netflix Pearl, and then I'll give you a bonus horror movie. Just because it's Halloween. Speaking of which, if you guys are in Dunedin, come see me do a storyteller show. I'm doing a storyteller show at Dunedin Brewery, 9 o'clock on Halloween evening. It's a bunch of comics going to be telling true stories with a scary theme. Mine's going to be funny. I think some of the other people are just telling scarier stories. I'm going to tell a story about how I was scared that I thought I'd just danced with a drag queen, and then two girls were scared that I might be a serial killer. So it's all fun. It's a I know everybody's listening and like, how the fuck is that gonna be funny? Trust me, it is. It works out. It's magic. And it turns out being pretty funny. But if you want to hear that, you'll have to come down to Dunedin Brewery Halloween evening, the 29th. I'll be at our beach on the beach, Clearwater Beach, with Steve Eric and Michael Rivera, who was the funniest teacher in America, as voted by The View a couple years ago. So take that for what it's worth. But he's actually a very funny dude. So definitely come check those shows out. I'll probably talk about those again at the end of the podcast when I usually do my plugs. Don't know why I slipped them into the intro. Too much energy drink, I think. Yeah, I'm a little hyped up right now. I'm going to listen to some more Rock Me Like a Hurricane, which... If you're wondering why you're listening to Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions, it's because of Hurricane Matthew, which, guys, if this is the last podcast I ever do, it's because Hurricane Matthew wiped us out. And hopefully we'll get a broadcast for you. Hopefully Will from the HMB Studios, before he dies, will hit send, and then we'll all be washed away, but it'll be forever on the internet is me telling dick and fart jokes with a complete stranger while we get high and calling it a podcast. Rock Me Like a Hurricane, Scorpions. Me, play my music. Yeah, we don't really edit in, so it's it's just me trying to like make sure I get everything all timed up, and that's better than usual. I'm usually pretty stone. Yeah, you brought a whole notebook. What'd you bring notes for?
I like to bring it around to look smart, you know?
Yeah, no.
It's just to be like, oh, she's interesting.
You've already walked in here. I know you're not smart. You've associated with the wrong people for that.
I'm going to hit this bowl again.
Yeah, go ahead. That's what this podcast is all about.
This traffic was bad, I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, I know. I had to come. Well, I came from Clearwater. I was cruising right up until I got into like 275 by Brian Derry.
Yeah. Yeah. There was some weird situation. Oh, I was going to say, can we curse on here?
Yeah, you say whatever the fuck you want.
Fuck yeah, man. It's weird because I'm on live radio usually, so I can't say anything awesome.
Yeah, you were telling me about that for like USF.
Yeah, I do Bulls Radio.
Okay, because I kind of said something about it in the intro, but I couldn't remember like the name of the show, the time, the day. So I was like, she's on the radio.
Hey, we don't need that stuff.
She's on the radio for USF. We'll talk about it. It's cool.
Yeah, it's Bulls Radio. You can actually check it out on bullsradio.org. It does live. They do streaming worldwide. Worldwide, Bulls Radio goes. Yeah, and also... You can get it on 89.7 if you have HD3 radio, which I don't think anybody has that.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's like an HD high-definition radio, but it's not satellite radio, so I don't know what it is.
That's odd. Who? All right, I'm sorry. They moved, like, the thing.
No,
I'm,
no
like,
worries.
This weird, like, back and forth trying to check my levels because I always sound loud, though. That's
cool you even have levels. We don't even have that. I mean, we have like a board, but I have just like one, one that I move and then that's it. But, no, it's cool. It's called Afternoon Delight, Friday at 5. We talk about crap news.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
Like pop culture type stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's weird. One of my topics, which you got to write your topic down. Oh. I should have made you do that before I really got started. One of them has to do with that because I'm like...
Just any topic?
I've had everything in there from should men shave their pubic hairs to anthills. So it just depends on whatever pops in your head and we'll try to. Yeah, and if at any point, it's called the bowl hits or hits from the bowl. So if at any point we decide that we just want to pull a topic, you just reach in and grab something. Fold it over once, we mix it up, make it
That's
all special.
Funny. I like that. It's like, it's the cup, too. That's kind of like the cup.
The though. Bucket.
Or the bucket.
You're talking about that eating, right?
Cup. It is a cup.
Well, yeah, technically.
That's why it messed with my fucking head, man.
At one point, they actually had a bucket. And then at one point, I'm trying to remember the name of the company, so I give them some free advertising to my 5 listeners.
Hello, 5.
Yeah, maybe 6 now. I used to name
Sexy
them all.
6. That's funny.
I used to be, hey, David. Hey,
Bobby.
Jander. Hey, Dave. Yeah, I pretty much know everybody. They'd be like, hey, man, listen to your podcast. I'd be like, why?
Just from odds, you'd probably at least name one person that's listening.
No, I literally knew. Like, people would come up to me at mics and be like, hey,
that's awesome.
Bro, I listen. I'd be like, why, dude? Like, I'm seeing you right now. Like, why do you?
We are friends.
Yeah. So it's like I'll listen to like Joe Rogan and goddammit, Callan and Schaub and all them and like I was listening to this pod and like Kreischer will talk about listening to Segura and you know it's like they're super famous and super hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you got a cool little setup here. I mean, it looks pretty legit.
Yeah, it's not
I don't
bad.
Know if it's too legit to quit, but it's pretty
By
legit
the way,
to hang on.
First concert I ever went to, I'm a lonesome. 6th grade, Hammer, Sweet. Too Legit to Quit tour. With
you were hammered on 6th grade? You were a partier.
I'm old, remember?
We did used to get fucked up back in the day. Like, I was thinking about that just recently, is that kids aren't getting as fucked up as they used to. I mean, like, maybe with Molly or whatever, but, like, I go to college and, like, there's nobody that does drugs anymore. Like, I don't know what's going on.
They do
upsetting.
Weird drugs.
Yes, they do, like,
it's like Adderall.
New drugs.
It's like, dude, I gotta focus. Like, no, that's not what drugs are for.
I know.
Like, drugs. See, like,
drugs
when I was.
Forget.
When I was, like, 18, 20, 21. I may have been somebody that could help you procure certain items, and I would I would procure those
items.
I'm your pusher. Allegedly, allegedly.
That's just a song.
I would procure those items for rich college kids because they always had more money than fucking goals.
God, yeah.
So they'd be like, "Hey, let me do this." That I'd be like, "All right, here's all that," and they're like, "Do you want some of it?" And I'm like, "Well." Yeah.
Of course.
So now I'm
perks.
Making money. I'm getting free stuff. I was like,
Them's the perks, man.
Oh, and not just like all kinds
I'm
of
not
stuff.
Even going to say allegedly. My dad actually was convicted as a drug dealer, was an actual successful drug dealer for 28 years for Colombian drug lords.
Nice.
And
nice.
Like flew in Cessna, well, I mean, not nice. Small Cessna planes. This is actually a part of my set, so I could say this. It's not, I mean, like me and my dad have talked about it. But yeah, like it's a, so yeah, I have a history of it.
So he was like that pilot.
But I don't do it.
He was that pilot in Blow giving a picture of his kids
he
over to the.
He couldn't fly. So no, he wasn't that pilot. He was like the Blow guy. He was like, not the Blow guy. That sounds
no.
weird.
Hey,
he was,
you want this deal
Boston
to go through.
George. He was Boston George. Actually, he had a nickname, and it was the most hilarious nickname ever.
Okay.
Because it was so not gangster. His name was Royd, and not as in steroid.
Hemorrhoid?
As in hemorrhoid, because he was so, he didn't even need a gun. He was so annoying. He would just annoy the shit out of you to give, and people would just be like, fine, just go away. Like, just here, take the money.
That's a horrible, maybe brilliant drug dealing tactic.
I know. And I'm like, that's where I got how annoying I am all the time. That's
yeah.
where I got it from.
My father.
From Royd.
My father didn't, his career wasn't long, but he got to a very high point for a little while.
Oh.
Keep in mind that this was the 70s.
I'm gonna hit
My
this.
Father was a 6-foot black man with no education and an afro.
So he was Shaft?
Yeah. No, Shaft had a training. Like my dad, like had, my dad had.
He was bald though, right? I for some reason thought.
No, Samuel Jackson Shaft was bald. The original Shaft had a mini, like a.
That's what
mini.
I thought. Okay, yeah.
But no, my dad had a huge one. Nice. He didn't have an education. He had a dishonorable discharge from the Marines.
That's kind of.
He got invited to the governor's mansion for dinner on a regular basis.
What?
As a 28-year-old black man in Wisconsin in the
70s.
So it's
dude,
like there's
that's like unheard of.
Yeah. It's like there's only two of them and
a precedent.
Yeah.
Set a precedent.
So he was a he was a pimp and a drug dealer.
Hell yeah.
But he had a demon, so he
don't
hit,
we
his
all.
Career wasn't as long.
I mean shit, we're comedians or I'm a wannabe.
Yeah, but that's,
I have demons.
Can you talk about which cartel your dad worked for?
No, because I don't think he told me that on purpose because he knows I talk a lot of shit. I never asked him either. But I did one time find pounds of marijuana in a refrigerator and I stole coke from him one time.
Oh, that's see, my dad was sober by the time I hooked up with him. That was
but he was like really good about hiding it and stuff. Like I was really pushy about it. Like once I figured it out, because I didn't even know he went to fucking prison. This was a part of my
bit
too. I didn't even know he went to prison until I was like 15 years old, and he went when I was 7 and went for 5 years, so he got out when I was 12. And I did not know. Nobody
for 12 years.
Okay, yes.
Or I mean sorry, for 5 years, yeah. What was the excuse?
My mom and I don't know if I'm just stupid or just like
without hearing the story, I know where
ignorant.
I know where I'm leaning. Without hearing the story, I know where I'm leaning.
My mom told me he went to fucking work camp, and I bought it for, like, ever until I was 15. And I literally would ask my mom, I'd be like, and she wouldn't even, like, just give up and, like, stop lying about it. Like, I was an inquisitive kid. I was kind of an asshole like that.
So for 5 years, your mom told you your dad was in work
like,
camp, and you were just
details.
Like,
full on details, because I'm asking her, I'm like, what's work camp? What is it like? And then little did I know, the whole entire time, she's giving me the exact definition of a minimum security prison. And I didn't find that out until like I could basically look shit up on the internet. And I was like,
so what,
did
why
he
was,
go to prison? Like,
why was he in minimum security?
Because he got hit for conspiracy, because he didn't even get caught for like exchanging anything in his hands, with money, with anything like that. He was that good. He didn't even get caught. He got caught because one of the dudes he knew rolled on him because he said, don't go and do this deal or whatever. And the dude was like, I'm going to do it. And then he got caught. And the dude.
So he snitched on your dad.
Yeah, he got snitched on.
Snitches are bitches,
snitches,
man.
Snitches get stitches.
That's
I don't know if he did get stitches, but.
I'm not going to discuss my felony again. But I'm a convicted felon, and it's because somebody else decided to talk and me sucks. Being a good person, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then when I saw the discovery, I was like, oh, that piece of shit. So, but it's we're not going to talk about that before. I don't
to
talk about my criminal record.
I'm talking about my dad's. Thanks, Dad. I'm glad I didn't tell you to listen today. He doesn't listen anyways. He doesn't even listen to my radio show.
No parent should ever
listen
to
my... He's an awesome person, though. He's really cool.
My dad turned out to be pretty cool. Once he got sober. He stopped doing heroin and got sober. And he was actually a comedian as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. My dad wanted to be.
No, my dad was one of the original outlaws of comedy out of Houston with Kennison, Hicks, LeBeau, Faulkner. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Way back in the
80s.
Yeah. Little kid.
That's the shit.
But your dad went to my dad went to prison,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but, I mean, it wasn't, like I said, he like, made me jewelry and shit. So, like, that's why I bought it. Like, for some reason, I just bought the work camp thing because he would, like, send me, like, fucking purses with,
like artsy crafts
projects. Like, leather and embossed leather purses and belts and shit and fucking earrings. Like, he was really good. Like,
you were getting, macaroni posters.
I swear to God.
Look at this macaroni necklace.
How do you even get... I'm like, you made this? Like, this is amazing. It was crazy. He did so much shit. Like, he was always just so busy, he said. He said he did a bunch of shit in prison that just made him busy. Like, he did, dental hygienist stuff. Like, he helped with the dental stuff.
Right.
And it was just, he got his teeth fixed and shit. And I'm like, right on.
Well, that's my dad said, because my dad did time in Arizona.
And he helped me not go to prison, kind of, because he always said, don't make bad decisions. Like, that was the biggest thing.
I wish I'd have listened to that.
And I was like, okay, I don't even know how to do that, but okay. Yeah. It's just a decision when you think it's good. And it turns out bad. How do you know?
There were times I've made bad decisions just being like, this is going to be a bad idea.
I'm that naive. I just make decisions.
No. No, you fully well know sometimes you're just like, this is a bad idea.
That's very true. I've done many of those. Actually, many of those drunk. Mostly.
Well, drunk doesn't count.
That's the only time I'm doing them, usually now.
Yeah.
Because I listened. I don't make bad decisions. I'm smart.
I see. I like to believe I'm smart.
I mean,
but
I say that now, and then I'm gonna go do heroin. But it's cool.
I mean, maybe stop off somewhere in between, a Xanax or something. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not a good person. I just make bad. I make good decisions relative to my personality.
I pretend. No, I try to be a good person to make up for what a shitty person I've been in the previous years.
I think I'm I don't know. I think I'm just morphing into a not good person. I used to probably be a better person, but I don't know. I feel like I'm getting jaded or something.
That happens around your 30s.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm is that just because we're in the middle of age and we're
I don't know.
We're going to die. We know our mortality now. It's in our minds, we're aging.
Well, I think at 36, I'm finally getting used to the idea that I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd live past 30.
I'm surprised I made it even. Yeah, I'm surprised I made it because I'm so clumsy. I should have really been dead on some stupid shit already.
Oh, no. I've overdosed a couple times. I like drugs. I love drugs. I've done so many stupid things on drugs.
I probably should have been in a car accident for sure.
Oh, I've been in a couple of those.
Just for driving drunk. I've totally driven drunk before. And I don't know, is there a statute of limitation? I don't know, no police officers.
No, it's...
Don't follow me.
Allegedly.
I never drink and drive anymore. This was my past.
I don't drink anymore. I've been alcohol-free for almost, 2.5 years. 2.5 years today.
Nice. I can't do it. Holy shit. Like getting drunk.
So do I, but that's why I had to do it, because I liked it too much.
And I'm I'm probably going to end up saying that eventually. I'm like wondering when that'll be. I'm like, when will I have enough? Will it be a rock bottom kind of situation?
Oh, yeah, mine was definitely a hard rock bottom.
It's I don't want it to be that, so maybe I should just settle down.
Well, my rock bottom was...
I have mini rock bottoms all the time.
Oh, no, this one, I had one big one. I don't know, it was a month of blacking out, and then I just had this one where it's you know what?
A month.
Yeah.
Hunter S. Thompson shit.
Yeah.
See, that's my problem, is Hunter S. Thompson is kind of my, he's, and this is the worst role model to have, But he's kind of my role model. And I believe that in life, like, because life can be so shitty, we have to, like, you know, help it with drugs and alcohol.
Well, like, I read this book by Dean Koontz, who I don't care what the haters say. He's one of my favorite authors. He's written a lot of good books. He's also written a lot of books where they start off really good, and then it's like he takes his cheap-ass ending out.
I know his name. I don't read because I can't very well because I'm kind of dyslexic. So
I used to a lot.
I would love to read. I listen to books on tape, but go on. I would like to hear about it.
He wrote a book called Intensity.
Okay.
And the main the main bad guy theorizes that the meaning of life is sensation. And no matter what you do, you're doing it for the sensation. Even somebody that goes so far, like a Mother Teresa, she's spending her whole life helping other people
because it
gives her a sensation of feeling good.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so crazy.
And like the character in the movie gets into it for a completely different reason. But I read that as like a young teenager.
A movie too? What's the movie?
Movie. I forgot. The movie's called Intensity. It was a made-for-TV movie.
Oh, okay. That's
I want to say he wrote the book in the... Yeah, I was a young teenager, so he wrote the book in the early 90s.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I was just starting to experiment with, like, marijuana and alcohol and, like, starting to, like, float out a little bit to, like, what pills I could scrape up around the house because my mom liked drugs.
Yeah. Teen years.
Yeah, so, like, I was like, oh... Yeah, the sensation of things. I don't think that's what he meant. And I think if Dean Koontz heard this right now, he'd be like, dude, no, that's
no,
not where I...
don't go be a drug
That's not what I meant for that at all.
Well, see, that's the issue. Is like,
plus, it was the bad guy that said it.
I do not have an addictive personality. I don't know about you.
Yes.
But I mean, like, I guess you could say I do have an addictive personality, but only when it comes to, like, experience. Like, it's not like I... have done, you know, because, like, I've done most drugs, but it's not like I do, you know, coke or whatever, and then I'm like, okay, I need to do coke, like, every day now. Like, I do coke, and I'm like, all right, I'm never going to do coke again, and then I find it, like, 2 weeks later, I'm like, I'll do it. I'll do it again.
See, I'm like, I fall into these extraordinary situations where it's like, when I first started doing ecstasy, like, not, like, the Molly that they have now.
Yeah,
I'm talking
that,
like,
shit's bullshit.
Like old school ecstasy.
Deal. Oh, I just, yeah, okay.
Where anyways, there's, like...
I'm not even going to say
Oh, dude, I'm like, triple stack Mitsubishi, Superman, Blue Genies.
Oh, White Targets.
Oh, God,
that
like, oh, like those fucking, you get the yellow ones and you're
dude,
all excited till you realize
all
it's all heroin.
Yeah, okay. I know. Ugh. Oh, God.
But so
that's happened to me.
When I first started doing ecstasy, I fell in with this dude who was boys with two very large dealers.
Yeah.
So we used to get insane deals all the time, and he was heavy into the rave scene. He was a fucking DJ. So, like, I went from, hey, what's this drug, to three nights a week I'm in a rave club with glow sticks and Jenkos selling pills. Like, yeah, like, I was like, but my Jenkos were still, like, thug.
Jenkos.
I had, like, Jenkos, but they're like thug Jenkos. Like, I wore them with Tim's.
Out. So thug.
Yeah, I was like raver thug. Like, I'd still have on like
you had like
I'd still have on like FUBU, but
like,
then I'd have like
merged genres.
I did like I had these one Janko jeans that were weren't quite elephant ears, but they flared out a bit at the bottom. Yeah. But then they had like a brick wall on one of the back pockets, and it was like graffiti Janko spray.
So sick.
Yeah, and like I said, so Tim's. And, like, I would somehow, girls found me attractive like this. I had a great time.
Yes, because it was the fucking 90s.
Oh, dude, plus I weighed, like, 170 pounds. I was so fucking, I was doing drugs, like, every night. Of course, I was skinny.
Right?
Like, I never ate.
That's another good reason to do drugs. I mean, if we're going to talk about it in a good way.
Okay, when I started doing, when I moved to Wisconsin, right as I moved in with my buddy Corey and his roommate Johnny, we all out one night meet these kids. Mm-hmm. One of them happens to be the biggest coke dealer in like the tri-state area.
Oh, I think I've had that happen to me
too. He used to come over to our house with literal bricks with like stamps on them, be like, hey, I need to shave some shit off. Me and my girl are fighting. I'm like, yeah, just go in the kitchen. I'll be in the living room. Just pretend I'm not here.
Listen to this. My 18th birthday was almost just exactly like that, except for the fact that the dealer who went to my high school, we somehow ended up hanging out with him, like, all the time. Probably because he always had coke. And he was also, like, really hot and, like, really good at basketball. And it kind of fucked up his life and, like, his whole career. But which made it really super sad.
I know people like that.
But he was awesome and really sweet. And, like, he was so nice to me. And he actually liked me, which was crazy because I was, like, totally one of those, like, high school kids that, like, hated herself, you know, and, like, totally angsty and shit. And I wore, like, weird shit, you know. Like, I wore, right. like, weird fucking old man pants with, like, Care Bear shirts and shit. Like, it was so weird. And
you were
like,
that kid.
Old 90s.
You were like, look at me. I don't care, even though it spent 7 hours trying to pick out this outfit that says much I don't care. Yes. Stop looking at me. Yes. Oh, but pay attention to my individuality.
Yes, very much that kid.
Oh, my God. I took the shit
funny.
Out of you kids.
I was funny, too. Like, I would make people, because I always watched stand-up and shit. Like, that was my one thing that was different from me from everybody else. Was that I was always watching old Comedy Central and stand up and like always laughing and shit, but I was really scared, so I never did anything about it.
I was doing drugs.
But yeah, like, that's
just what I did.
I finally started doing drugs and like, you know, 18 and shit. And this guy, he just pulls this block out and just starts shaving off like this huge pile of coke. And it became like this little like sugar pile, you know, like
yeah.
just what you would imagine like a pile of sugar look like. Oh. And it was awesome for a night.
What I can't remember this dude's name.
My best 18th birthday party.
But it was I was 19 because my daughter hadn't been born yet, but she had been conceived. I was already broken. Oh. I was broken with my ex before that shit. And his name was Scotty something. I probably shouldn't give this many details.
I know.
But he had,
don't tell us. Change the names and the dates.
His name was Tossie. And he had
good,
hair.
Good one.
He had like this jet black curly hair that was like almost down to his
Ooh,
ass.
That sounds sexual.
And then he was like a short, like kind of stocky dude. Like not like just, but like his hair. Even as a straight dude at like 19,
sounds
you know,
good.
Like when you're supposed to be all like super masculine
yeah,
and shit.
Like, you got good hair.
Yeah, I was like, hey, bro. Ira, that's some good hair, though. I was saying no
Chris
homo
Rock
before.
Chris Rock knows what that's like. He made a movie called Good Hair.
I got that good hair too.
I got good hair too, man.
It's not
I'm
as
telling
good,
you
man.
What.
It's
oh,
all
shoot.
It's up in a ponytail right now.
Know,
to keep off
okay?
my face.
I have like,
dude, I'm half and half.
Really, I'm half and half technically.
Do you see this?
I mean,
do you
I'm
see
like
this curl back here?
More like 1/16, but
no, yeah. I see 0/16 in you, but hey, whatever.
I'm
there,
I'm native,
Rachel. Rachel.
I'm native.
Yeah, native to Starbucks.
yeah, and cocaine.
Yes, cocaine's so good. No, I don't, you know what sucks though? Well, I mean, it
the
doesn't.
The white girl, as they call it.
Hopefully. Oh, wait, never mind. I think we just did two different conversations. When I quit drinking, I tried doing coke again afterwards.
Yeah.
It's just not the
it's
same.
It's not as fun.
No, it's just weird. Like, I'm just super awake and like, all right, this is great.
Yeah,
why?
The whole reason is, like, you're drunk.
And you need to sober
and
up.
You need to sober up.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the only thing that'll do it. It's like, and then that was even proven in the movie Flight by Denzel Washington, which
oh,
means
yeah.
it's true.
Oh, yeah, a couple bumps. Denzel.
He's like, remember that guy like comes in and it's that one song, what is it?
Cocaine?
No. It
cocaine.
Was, something not less on the nose. It was the Rolling Stones, not Beast of Burden, the other one that's awesome with, about the devil. Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh.
Sympathy for the Devil. I didn't even
way
need
to
Google
talk it
for
out.
That.
No. There was nothing too good. It's a song. It's the good one. It's not that one. It's the other good one with the people by the things with the chords and the words.
It worked in this brain.
Yeah. That's how you have to get there sometimes. Look, there's no judgment here. My mom's favorite podcast is a judgment-free zone. Well, usually.
Yeah,
my friend,
this is your mom's listening?
No, she doesn't know what a podcast is.
I don't even know what a podcast is, actually. I was just thinking on the way over here, I'm like, why is there pod? Why isn't it just called a cast?
I think it has something to do with iPods, because like they were originally for iTunes. I don't know. That's the reason
that's
I invented
it. That's crazy.
Because you know how iPhones have all those special features?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it started as an iPhone special feature
well,
that
yeah,
leaked
I mean
out.
That, I mean, the iPad thing has like the podcast thing, but they just added that.
I don't know. Look, I'm making 90% of this up as I go along. I'm not 100%.
No, but I was thinking, I was like, I don't listen to any. I've listened to like TED Talks and, you know, the TED Talk podcast and to Doug Benson's.
Like Which one?
Both of them. But mostly the movie one, because I like that one.
Yeah, the Doug Loves Movies is great.
Getting Doug with High is funny, too.
Like, for me, for that one, it's more about who's on there. Because I like to watch that one, too.
He's pretty good, though, conversating.
He is. He's funny.
Conversationalist.
My favorite, like, I listen to Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Like almost
Everybody
religiously.
Tells me that's actually a really, really good podcast. Like, that's probably one of the best ones. Like, if you're going to listen to anyone,
Joe Rogan really made me like, because like I have a bunch of weird interests. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't necessarily think go together. Like,
that sounds interesting.
I'm wearing a Punisher shirt. I went to yoga earlier. I watched a documentary, which is my Netflix pearl, Electric Boogaloo.
Man.
Yeah, but like I like a lot of different weird shit. Like I like going to museums too.
I like tons of weird shit.
And like Joe Rogan is like he does yoga. He has full sleeve so tattoos. He
like
commentates
you.
For the UFC. He bow hunts.
I know, and he's
sensory deprivation.
Is he still a comedian?
Yeah, he's still a comedian. He's still doing shows all the time.
What else did he do before the UFC that I'm trying to remember? Oh, and it was like with this
man
other
show.
Guy. Yes, yes.
Dude, the Man Show was good with him and Doug Stanhope.
I used to watch that all the time.
No, my shit was News Radio. News Radio was quite possibly one of the greatest shows.
Yeah.
That and Scrubs.
Really? You think
what?
I mean, it was good.
Don't get swung
It
up.
Was good, but don't, you think Scrubs was one of the greatest
as
shows?
As the kids will say, don't catch a fade.
The greatest
Yes,
shows.
Absolutely.
We,
first of
what,
all.
Are we getting into shows now?
It has two. It has two of the top five TV characters of all time. Dr. Cox as the ultra
yes,
abusive,
doctor, okay.
smart, but
yes.
yet still hard.
He's like, the okay. prelim to House. He's like House is
but
like
he's
the
better than House.
Real version of that guy.
Yeah, like he's better than House. No, he's just so
you know
fucking
what I mean.
Good. He's so
he is good.
So
I love
smart.
That actor. He's
okay,
so funny.
And then Janitor. Janitor
yes,
is insane.
Janitor is
like purely insane. The
but
stories
how much
he makes
do you
up.
Like Zach Braff. You like Zach Braff?
Zach Braff's character was good, and this is the reason why, besides giving you two
I
of the
like
top
Zach
five
Braff.
Characters of all time, Zach Braff's character oftentimes came across as the jerk, the douche, the child. Like,
yeah.
He didn't always come out as the hero. A lot of times he had to be forced or
oh,
walked
yeah, yeah,
into
no.
the good.
Yeah.
So it's not.
He was an anti-hero for sure.
Yeah, he was a person, because sometimes he was good, sometimes he was the guy, like sometimes he did the
I
right
actually
thing.
I liked him, but it was
sometimes
just something
was tough.
About him, I guess, that just changed over time. I don't know if it was his acting or just how seriously he took the show or whatever, but I just remember feeling like there was some sort of arc there with like how good he was in the beginning compared to how good he was at the end of the series.
See, I disagree, because he grew up.
Yeah.
Everybody on the show continued to grow, and that's another
but I did
nine
like the
seasons.
Other girl. I like the one, the blonde girl.
Sarah Chalk.
Yeah.
She was great. She grew as well, too, where as the show progressed, she
and
went from sheltered. She let you see her crazy.
What was her
Jordan.
Name?
Jordan.
Jordan.
Yes.
She was one of my favorites.
Jordan was
spectacular. She was a great character.
Yeah.
That character just in general was really good.
Oh, yeah. She was spectacular.
You can make a show around that character alone.
Well, I want to say she was on Cougar Town. For the
was
longest.
She? Oh, I didn't watch that.
Will's actually a big Scrubs fan, too,
to
and he called Rob Macchio the Todd, and we got to talk to the Todd for like a half hour, and that was just like, I was
That's
trying
crazy.
So hard not to fanboy out. I was like,
what?
Oh my God, it's the Todd! Oh yeah, he made a sexual innuendo in like the first 30 seconds or so, and I was just like, oh my God! Oh yeah, I've seen, no lie, every single episode of Scrubs 40 plus times each.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'll just put it on repeat sometimes.
That's a lot.
Yeah, like, I'm not even, like, at least once or twice a year, I will just put it on Netflix. I will start on episode
That's
one.
Hilarious.
And I'll just let it run.
That's awesome.
Yeah, fucking
I just did that with X-Files a while ago.
I'm not into X-Files.
What?
Oh, that is one of the topics from the bowl, those aliens. But.
You're not into X-Files?
I'm not into X-Files.
How? It was so beyond, like, above its time, or, you know, like,
when
whatever.
That show was coming out, I was, I was football, and I was weed, and I was hip hop music, and I was too cool.
I was too for sci-fi.
Nah, I had like my morning.
I was like
cartoons.
An inner nerd. I tried to be really cool, but I totally nerded out on a lot of things.
My inner nerd. I did a lot of comic book shopping, like low key. Like I was a comic book guy,
I can tell.
You know, that's why I got the Punisher shirt, and I think
Batman undies.
I have two pairs of Batman undies, two pairs of Ninja Turtle draws, Captain America, Superman.
That's really nerdy.
Star Wars.
So you were a secret nerd too.
Avengers. Yeah, but mine were like nerd. Comic books, and so like.
But that's what I'm saying. Like mine was that whatever we were just talking
about. X-Files and shit. Sci-fi. Yeah, this is called Orange Crush. It's supposed to be a sativa, but I still have to drink a lot of energy.
Put some more in there.
All right, we'll have to tap that out in the sink. Let me see, what time?
But no, can we mention the other ones that we like? Did you want to talk about shows? Because I have so many shows. You have no idea. Like, first of all, that's my thing. I really, really love just stories and shows and movies. Like, I love visual stories. Those are my favorite kinds.
Oh,
like,
we can make the rest of this podcast about because I, dude, I could continue talking about some
talk
of
about
the greatest,
long,
most underrated
day.
Shows, like Scrubs. Hater.
I actually really like Scrubs.
What about?
I just don't think it's the best show.
I think it is one of them. I think it is definitely.
But, you know, whatever. Everybody has their top five. It's in my top 10.
See, it's in my top. Two or three. Like, it's Talk that back. News Radio and Better Off Ted.
Ooh.
Which only got two seasons.
Yeah.
And it was the most heartbreaking thing.
I think I saw that. I feel like I've seen so many that sometimes some of them just get, like, squeezed out. And I just can't hold on to everything.
Portia Rossi is it Portia Rossi or Portia de Rossi?
Portia de
Rossi.
With
a D. Plays Veronica. I cannot remember the guy who plays Ted.
I know the poster. I can like see it in my head.
With the scientist and then the female tester. And it's just, it's about Viridian Dynamic, which is like a huge, like,
oh, I got one.
Makes he everything in the world. And
Fringe.
Fringe. I watched the first couple seasons of that.
Okay, the first couple seasons are the best ones, but it does get pretty gnarly and into, like, all that physics and time travel and
alternate dimensions and parallel universes, when it started to kind of get there, I had a bunch of other shows going on. I was like, I can't
do
this.
Yeah, you can't, like,
I got too much going on.
You can't, I got too many other shows going on. But right now, I'm obsessed with
I'm on a no new show fucking blockade right now. I just can't do it. I have
really?
So many shows that I'm with
oh
right now.
Gosh.
I'm like,
I'm always like, give me more.
I got to get out there and do shit. It's, like,
I'll stay up. This is sick. Like, I'll stay up hours longer than I should. Like, seriously, for health reasons, because, and just to watch just a little bit, just to watch even more. And then I'll finish a season in like a 3 hours.
I have
a
day job.
Depending on how long it's. I go to school full time and I do that show and now I'm trying to do this stand up crap. And it is hard, but you have to, you know, you got to put in the hours. You got to put in the, the table.
I can't. I have so many fucking shows I'm into. I leave my house. I leave my house at like 8 o'clock. I don't get back till 6:30. And that's if I even go home, because sometimes I come straight here to do this, or I have a gig somewhere,
I
go
it's
here.
Hard.
Plus, I have a 17-year-old daughter that always wants to hang out.
Oh, yeah, you
Plus,
do.
I've started Aww. Dating somebody, so it's like,
that takes up so much
time. I don't mean to say it like that, because she's probably going to listen to this podcast, so no, I don't mean to say
dating
like,
Dating is
ugh.
Awesome, but...
No, it is, and she's a cool chick. It does, but
everything takes up time.
I'm lucky where she had a boyfriend that was super clingy. So she's not looking for that, like an ex-boyfriend. So she's not looking to, like, all the time, okay, we can have space. That's cool.
Yeah.
And she has a kid, too. So it's like, okay, we can both get, like, one day off from our kids, and we can spend time with each other, and then we can still, you know, go and be good parents.
Well, I just broke up with somebody, so on your love. I hate it.
don't say that. It's been, like, a week and a half. Don't say that.
On your likings.
Let's just chill the fuck out there, okay? It's been Like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Hey, I'm all love, man. I'm free love, okay? Like, I give love out all the time.
So you're easy? Look, I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say it. You set me up. I'm sorry.
I actually used to be way more easy. I'm not now. I'm not now because I'm actually way more, like, discerning. Like, you know, I don't, you know, yeah. I'm not just like, oh, everybody thinks I'm pretty, whatever,
yeah.
And do that. And now I'm like, no. Just, I would, but no, you know.
Like, when I first moved to Florida, I went from being, like, the pudgy kid in high school who was, like, kind of funny and stuff. Too, yeah. So, you had, like, I had, like, that's female friends, but I never got laid. I mean, I have a penis, and I don't think you do.
Not yet.
I hope that goes good. I heard surgeries. But so when I moved to Florida, I lost all this weight immediately.
Just to be able to go into the bathroom.
Oh, it'd be so cute. It is pretty convenient for that. You can go anywhere you want. No, when I first moved to Florida, I feel like I'm so fucking loud today. When I first moved to Florida, there we go, that's better. I lost a shit ton of weight in a very short period of time. Just because, like, temperature difference, I was 18, so it was, like, my last growth spurt, and I literally came from Wisconsin to Florida.
Yeah, and you're just like, blah.
Yeah, like, I sweated just, like, it off in, like, a week.
Yeah, because it's so humid here.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, all of a sudden, girls, like, paid attention to me, and I went kind of nutso. And then I was an alcoholic for a long time, yeah, so I went nutso there, too.
That helps. That's mainly what's made me any kind of sexual being at all, I think.
Alcohol?
It's just alcohol in general.
Alcohol's great.
Because otherwise, I'm so clumsy and so, like, I don't know. I want to say tomboyish, but, like,
awkward.
I'm just very awkward. Yes, I'm a very, like, awkward person. So when I'm not, you know, when I'm drinking a little bit, when I'm a little tipsy, you know, like, I get less awkward and more, like, confident. So, you know, it's like, makes it a little better.
All right, so
until I become an asshole, because then it goes straight to asshole.
Well, that's kind of why I quit drinking, because it was too much of me going straight to, like, asshole and obnoxious and not remembering and keeping control of myself.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of fun alcoholic times. I don't remember most of them, but I know that they had been fun because I've heard all the stories. One time I was so upset because, and this was literally a story of, like, sadness that turned into, like, getting drunk, you know, like, you're not supposed to drink when you're sad kind of thing. Don't drink when you're sad because it's bad. But yeah, so I got so wasted because my ex had passed away, and I decided, I was like, I'm getting a whole pint and I'm drinking it, like, fast as shit, you know, like, in one drink. Like, I'm going to make a huge drink, just the pint, and just down. I don't know. I guess I didn't have, like, a very low tolerance. And a pint's not that much. I mean, yeah, it's a half, whatever, but it's really not that much. And so I guess I drank it too fast, or I just didn't eat enough or whatever, and I was actually going out with a group, and I ended up getting so wasted so fast, within, like, 30 minutes of us going out to this it was the only bar downtown that we had in my hometown, and that I just ended up, like, not even being able, to talk. Like, I couldn't even function to talk. Like, I only remember, like, bits and pieces from this, but this was probably the worst blackout that I've had. They said that I kept trying to talk to them, but nothing, like, understandable was coming out, and they're like, we can't understand you, and I could understand them, so I was like, what the fuck? I'm getting all pissed off, you know? And, like, and I had this crazy skirt on to where it was very, you had to pay attention to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it was one of those things. And as women that we have to do, we have to pay attention to our clothing all the time.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, what did it do? Tricks? I thought you meant, like, other people had to pay attention.
No, you have to pay attention to it to make sure that you're not going to flash anybody if you go to the bathroom or something. You know, like, you got to make sure it's not, like, your ass isn't hanging out or whatever. So I did not make sure because I was very drunk.
Oh, of course. Why would you?
I came out of the bathroom, I guess, just ass out, just straight up, just with a thong on and everything. And I sat up at the fucking bar, apparently, like a fucking boss, like
cooch hanging out,
like back, and like people were like taking photos and like all this shit. Like, this is what people are telling me. And then I end up like going out. I don't know. I just left, I guess, because I got pissed because nobody could understand me. And it was all dudes, too, which made it so much worse because they could not care less. Like, they're right. Like, we do not give a shit about you. Like, we're trying to get laid. You know what I mean? Like, go get drunk and get raped. We don't give a shit. So anyways.
Brutal.
Yeah.
You need some new friends, bro.
Well, yeah. No wonder I left. Yeah. But so anyways, I left out. I ended up like somehow randomly falling behind, like, because it was downtown. I ended up going behind like a furniture store. And it was, I just passed out like a hobo. And fucking, the cops found me. And they're like, are you okay? Like, did anything happen to you? And I'm like, I don't know. And like, it just so happened that my mom lived downtown too. And I was like, they're like, what's your address? And I lived in that town, but I did not give them my address because I'm freaking genius. For some reason, I knew not to give them my address. And I just gave him my mom's, and they, like, took me to my fucking mom's house.
Wait, where is this at?
Wasted. In Ocala, Florida. What up, Ocala?
You're from Ocala?
Yeah, mostly. I was born in Tallahassee. I know, it sucks so bad.
I mean, you got Tallahassee.
We got a lot of drugs.
Tallahassee.
There's tons of drugs there. There's nothing to do except drugs. That's why I'm such a good drinker.
I did a show in Ocala once, and it went surprisingly well.
They like comedy and stuff. We like stuff.
I didn't think they'd like me. I was brown.
You're funny.
I'm very funny. But I'm brown. I did a show out in Brooksville.
This weed is funny.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah. Well, it was like a month and a half ago. And like I got to like my Donald Trump joke. And holy shit. And I'm like, the whole crowd
was like.
Should
have been a mixed reaction.
The crowd was all like younger than me. They were probably like, like late 20s, early 30s. And I went to start ripping on Trump, and they just, nope, I had to immediately back out and pick
really?
A different direction.
That's
oh,
not
yeah.
actually that surprising, because I know two people right now that I could name, but I'm not going to, that support Trump. One of which actually got, and this is not a lie, and he actually unfriended me from everything, because I kept like calling him out and calling him a racist and stuff. Because he actually got a tattoo on his knuckles, and it says American, which to me is like the worst tattoo you could get, because it's like your nationality is on your knuckles. Okay, whatever. But he did it metaphorically, because he said like in his post when he put a picture of it, he's like, this is my American tattoo, like, fuck Islam, like, all this shit. And you're like, what? Are you serious right now? Like, you're insane. You're insane. Like, when you work at fucking, like, the auto parts store, like, why do you think that Trump is going to fucking help you and be on your side? You have no money, and, like, you have no prospects.
Bro, you work at AutoZone. like it's
seriously.
Not going to get much better no matter who's president.
Seriously, though. It was so fucked up. He actually does. It was just hilarious.
I don't know. This
like,
is
I can't understand where that connection happened, because there are a lot of, like you said, like what is it, like late 20s and stuff down there that actually do.
You know who Milo Yiannopoulos is?
No.
He's a super conservative, extremely flamboyant.
flamboyant conservative.
Oh, super flamboyant.
That sounds like an oxymoron.
I just saw him a couple weeks ago at USF where I broke my fucking toe.
Oh, that sounds like a bad trip.
Yeah, I decided to kick one of the fucking marble steps trying to run up there. I was like, I'll just kick this one really hard. Haven't been able to walk right.
Sounds like a good fucking time, dude.
Like 2 weeks, I haven't been able to fucking walk right. I had to call out of work the next day. I couldn't, I literally was going around my house with my leg on my office chair, using it like a walker, pushing with my good foot.
Nice.
Yeah, like when I did yoga today twice, I like almost fell trying to do a pose that I had to put weight on the toe.
I fall every single time.
I mean, I still fell, but twice was because of the toes. But no, he makes the perfect point why a lot of people, and I'm not going to say that I'm not voting for Trump. I'm not voting for Hillary either. They're both fucking absolutely horrible people.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who are doing that too.
You know, Gary Johnson, I don't care. Like, this year, more than any other year, because of how hated the other two candidates are, Gary Johnson may not be perfect, but he does have a proven record in politics as the governor of New Mexico. Arizona.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is it's one of those aliens or whatever.
He wants to legalize weed.
I know, which is I'm down with. Like whatever. Anybody.
He wants
to
remove gun restrictions, which I'm iffy on.
I don't know about that.
And but he also wants to like get rid of like the IRS. He wants to get rid of.
I'm down with that.
Federal education systems and start putting it more in the hands of the state.
Super socialist, probably about.
He's your average liberal. Socially, he's very open and liberal. Fiscally, and he's very conservative. But he's a good candidate. He's a good middle of the road candidate.
Well, what's the other girl? What's that chick's name? That one.
Jill
chick?
Stein has absolutely. She's so far behind.
Oh really?
And she's a little.
She wants to legalize the Green Party. Legalize it.
Yeah. Which I'm all for, man. But so I'm gonna vote for either one of them. But Milo makes a great point with. As to why so many people that are in their early 20s, mid-20s, early 30s are going over to Trump and to a conservative parties because they're getting sick of getting called racist, fascist, homophobes, transphobes, all these phobists and all these racists and sexists and all this.
Yeah, they're tired of the...
For like a joke or for like something they didn't mean.
Yeah,
like,
they're tired of the, what is it, the ultra...
SJW, social justice warriors.
Well, and what's it called? It's called the politically correctness, you know?
Yeah, like it... Because, I mean, I understand
but
a certain level
like
of it, but
it's cyclical, though, because this happened in the 90s, too. Like, people get over it. It's just...
Right, but it's worse now because it can actually affect change because these fucking jack-offs have the internet.
Like, it's like, okay, so we're going to pick the most non-politically correct person to be...
Well, it's not even that. It's just that... I'm going to... God damn it, I've talked about this so many times on here.
I know, but I'm interested.
Well it's an issue that annoys
know.
Me.
I just don't know. Like, I can't understand why they... Why people my age actually, I just don't get it.
Because there's too many, we've created a culture because of the internet, because of social media, because of clickbait, we've created a culture where it's all about getting the clicks. So you wish, just click the bean. Yeah, let's do that. But
sounds
no.
like, yeah, what I do when I masturbate.
It'd be so great, but it's not it. So everybody just wants the clicks, right? Everybody just wants you to come over and look at their site.
Look at their shit.
And to do that, one of the things that's super popular and gets a lot right now is, hey, this example of racism. Hey, this example of... So they literally search out things. Yeah. They set people up. They bait... Like that video that was going around for the longest time about the woman... Like, there's a woman, really hot chick with, like, fake breasts, and they're all pushed up and out of, like, a low-cut top. Mm-hmm. And then there was another lady next to her that was like I don't want to say frumpy. She was pretty, but she was dressed down, like
she
plain shirt, no makeup.
Yeah, the friend.
And she was breastfeeding.
Oh.
And the video showed like five or six people say something to the woman breastfeeding, even though she was covered. Mm-hmm. And then somebody come and be like, well, why do you have a problem with that? Her breast is out. Well, this woman's practically falling out of her top. Well, you know. And it's like, all right, so you found four people, or you kind of, you know, baited one, push when they saw what you wanted, they were just happy to be part of it. Because people are like that. People will say outrageous shit if they see you baiting them just to be a part of something because they're fucking stupid. So
people love controversy.
Yeah.
And people love drama.
But how many people did it take
TV
you to talk to
generation.
Get to those fucking five?
Yeah.
You probably had to go through fucking 500.
So
well, but you're only going to show the five. You're not going to put up like videos like that.
Yeah,
because
it's the reality TV generation. It's like we can show what we want to show. We
so there are people who like if I've said shit. Okay, Matthew Perry is a perfect example. He was no. Matthew Perry was on the red carpet. He's a
recently.
He was interviewing people. I think he's like promoting his show that's coming out. He's a comedic actor.
Yeah, Well, did he ever do comedy?
Friends.
Did stand up?
Not Matthew Perry. I'm sorry. LeBlanc. No.
Matt LeBlanc?
Matt LeBlanc. Yeah, he played Joey on Friends.
Yeah. Okay.
Matthew Perry was on Friends, too.
Yeah, he was on Friends.
And a couple of funny movies. But no, I'm sorry. It was Matt LeBlanc. So Matt LeBlanc.
Whole 9 yards.
On the whole 10 yards, too. Don't forget. I like
that.
Oh,
I don't forget that one.
and the girl that plays Khaleesi on Game of Thrones came up.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, you get naked in season two. Like, I'll have to start watching again. Trying to make stupid, funny joke. And some feminist called for his head.
Yeah, I've heard
No. He didn't get a lot of crap. He got one piece of crap jumped all over him. Chick was like super. One chick said he should disappear from Hollywood forever and never be heard from again.
So why are we listening to that chick though? Like what?
Because she has a blog and people will click on it and people share it because she has a keyboard. Mm. There's so many of these keyboard warriors that if they
Matt
can
LeBlanc.
Jump on some.
Like he was.
Yeah. Okay. It was a bad joke, but
like it was just a bad joke. He's not a very good comedic actor.
Yeah. Like, did you see Straight Outta Compton?
Yes.
So I was reading a review of it before I went and saw it, uh-huh. and because the review said something, and I realized as soon as I clicked on it what I did too. It was like Straight Outta Compton was amazing, except for that one part. Dot dot dot. And I was like, of course, like a jackass. Click, oh, and it was the part where he kicks a girl out of the hotel room, and they're all like, bye, Felicia, and she's like naked.
Yeah.
And they're like, bye, Felicia, and they're like, oh, they're trying to do a tongue-in-cheek joke to the Ice Cube movie, da da da. And it was super uncomfortable. Everybody in the theater was so uncomfortable, you could feel it. And so I went and saw it.
It was not that big.
It wasn't a big deal at all. So, and it's like, no, that's. In the 90s
that's
when they were
happened.
A group, yeah, shit like that would happen. Shit like that still happens.
How
like,
can you get mad about fucking history? Like, I mean, it's not like probably direct history, but I guarantee yeah. you if they're doing something like that probably actually happened.
Or when people attack fucking Quentin Tarantino for making Django
yes.
Unchained and using the word nigga, it's a slave movie.
It was the time.
Your little butthole just it's okay, I can say that because I'm
you
black.
You can say that.
I saw you
and
take a
like,
breath.
No, but I was like... I wish I could say that. Like,
I'll tell you like I've told some other people.
I grew up with fucking rap too and gangster rap and Tupac and all that shit.
I got to tell you though, it doesn't really get you any advantages.
No,
I've never been able
doesn't.
To put it down
There's
in a job.
Awesome.
Who, I want to say that somebody's joke where it's like, I've never been able to put it down in a job application under special
funny.
Skills. Like,
yeah.
we got to hire this guy. He can say the N-word. Like, no, it doesn't. Who's bit is that?
It makes you cool though.
Yeah, it's not
I mean,
mine, so
like,
don't.
That's
I didn't
the
steal
one
that.
Thing, I mean, like. That's
it doesn't
that,
really.
That's the thing that people make it seem like, though, and that's why it keeps getting perpetuated. And that's what's upsetting about it is because somehow, some way, it's been made cool. So, and like, you know, because in rap or whatever, or I don't know if it's rap's fault or I don't know if it's whoever's fault, but
it's...
I just feel like that's one of the reasons. And like, people like cool shit, man.
It's just,
or
it's one
what
of those,
they think is cool.
It's
I
one of those
know.
Taboo
I don't think
things.
It's cool, but yeah,
like white people
like, oh,
should never ever
yeah.
say it. And yet, like, black people say it every other word, so it's like white people that are down are
like,
come
oh.
on, man. Like,
yeah.
it's not, man. Come
they're
on,
like,
you know we're
on.
Friends. Come on.
Yeah.
I do like, though, in.
That's funny. There's actually a show, which I was going to say something about Atlanta. If you haven't seen it, watch it. I know it's new, but oh my gosh, it's so good. Danny Glover's awesome. And he makes a joke about that in the very first episode because this white guy says it to him. He actually says it directly to him because
right.
they're like kind of halfway friends and he's trying to get into this radio station or whatever. And the white guy works at the radio station. So he thinks he's better than him probably or something. So he actually says it to him. But then when he goes around his friend, who's also black and like a rapper, gangster,
right.
whatever, he doesn't say it. And he's just like, and because he makes him tell the same story and he doesn't say the word. And he's just like, okay. And the guy gets all, like, awkward, and he's like, I don't know why you made me tell that story. Why did you make me tell that story? And he's like, you know. And I'm like, yeah, that's funny, man.
I like in Luke Cage,
dude,
which
I'm watching that right now. It's amazing.
I started watching that, and it's one of the new shows I picked up just because I was already into Jessica Jones and Daredevil.
Jessica Jones.
So it's like I got
to
watch, like,
the
series.
I wanted to beat her so bad because I was like, That's me. If I was a superhero, that would be me. Except for like the really skinny body. She's like super skinny.
She is. She's teeny.
Like she's so skinny, and tall. But I think that was the reason why they chose her.
I don't think
her.
She's that tall though. I think she's only.
She actually is weirdly tall.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like a model-y tall.
Maybe it's just because Luke Cage is so fucking massive.
He's tall. Yeah, and they actually like match in their height. Yeah.
Me and my my daughter's watching that with me.
Oh, it's so good.
And she was. Like,
and he doesn't. He talks about it too. He's like, I'm not going to say it, which is cool because he talked about that on. He was on Chelsea. I don't know if you watch that show. That's
I don't.
A good show.
I don't like Wonderful. Chelsea Handler.
Ah, really?
I don't. I never have. I
she,
never
to
liked
me,
her.
I don't know. I've always liked her just because of how brash she always is. And I think that that's because I've always been kind of a pushover.
She
and
was
I've
doing
never
Joan
been
Collins,
brash.
Man.
But, yeah, but...
She was doing Joan Collins. Well, no, she was doing that producer. But she was copying Joan Collins.
Whatever. She whatever she was doing, she's doing it, and she's doing it decently. But I've always thought she was just kind of funny in conversation, not like necessarily. Like, I think she's a good host. I don't know if she's a good stand-up. I haven't even seen her stand-up. She hasn't done stand-up in like a long time.
I mean, she's got a couple of specials on Netflix. I just want to watch them. I got nothing. I shouldn't say that. I got nothing.
I just feel like there's so little out there, like woman-wise, for comedians, for girl comedians.
See, I don't though. Like, you guys have so many. All right.
I mean, there's Sarah Silverman,
Chelsea Peretti,
Maria
Bamford.
Bamford.
Maria Bamford's hilarious. Sarah Silverman's funny. Chelsea Peretti, Eliza Schlesinger,
Ali Wong. Now, Ali
Wong's been around for a minute. Don't sleep on Ali Wong. She's hilarious. Jen Kirkman.
I will not sleep on her. I actually have a lot. I have way too many things in common with Ali Wong, which pisses me off because I watched her set and I was like, dude, these are like half of my jokes. Like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, why are we so? we're connected. Her, yeah. This is weird.
And there was another Rachel Feinstein.
Yes, I know her.
I love Rachel Feinstein. Yeah. I have a crush on Rachel Feinstein.
There's one chick who I think is really funny. Nikki Glaser, one. And two, she's not that funny, actually. This one's funnier. The one who does, I can't ever remember her name. I think her name's like Victoria or something. She does Another Period, that show Another Period.
Oh, Natasha Leggero. Yes, Natasha Leggero is super funny.
Yes,
don't forget about Ricky Lindholm and Kate McCucci,
like,
who do...
We got like fucking Whoopi Goldberg and shit. Like, she's funny as hell.
Actually, I love Jumpin' Jack Flash. And,
oh my gosh, I love Sister Act, dude.
Before Sister Act, when she could curse. It was Jumpin' Jack Flash. What was the other movie she did?
Eddie,
yeah.
I like that movie, too.
Yeah, like, I love those. Like,
I loved basketball. I was like,
well, that,
I love that. And I sucked at everything.
Oh, no, not Eddie then. What was the one where she was a burglar? Was it just called Burglar?
Maybe. I don't even know what all she was in, dude. She's been in a lot of shit.
Yeah, well, I just remember a bunch of old 80s movies. Like,
I remember when she was like,
so
with
better.
Fucking, what's his name?
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson. That was like the sexiest.
Oh, and he did blackface at her birthday, and everybody was like, oh.
I did not know that.
What?
That's crazy. I didn't
know
that.
One of her birthdays they were together as
a
joke.
Was it like a joke between them, probably?
Well, she laughed it off. They weren't together much longer after that.
No. Then he just made a mistake.
I
feel like he just like maybe didn't think that one out.
Holy shit, dude. People ate him fucking alive. Yeah, he was
in
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
But he's lucky that wasn't in the age of like the internet.
It was still pretty, like,
it was
all
huge,
over TV, radio, like, I mean, it was really bad. All right, I can't find them now.
The age has, like, made it really easy for everybody to, like, hate on people way more than, like...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Which takes us back to all the internet bloggers and social justice warriors, because the internet's made it so easy for them,
that's
why people turn, because
people
they're sick of being victims.
Well, that's what's annoying, is people listen to the internet too much. They, like, take it to heart all the time, and it's like, you can't always, like... bank that just the internet in general is going to be right.
I'm trying to steer away from, like I said, I mean, I'm not picking up any, when all the shows that I'm watching now have their, like, until the last show that I'm watching now has its series finale, I am not going to start another new show.
Have you seen Shameless?
I watched most of the first season.
Oh my gosh, dude. I feel like that was the only one that I was going to come up and be like, if you haven't seen that show, you need to see that show.
I've seen most of the first season.
Okay.
I've never finished
it. Well, the first season was good. I'm going to tell you, it's one of those evolving shows. It does get better with age.
I do like William H. Macy.
Oh, and it gets so... And the thing about it is it represents the like socioeconomic like situation that's going on right now, like for in real life. Like, yeah, it's about a white family, but it's about a white family that's very, you know, like disenfranchised or whatever, and lives in the south side of Chicago.
Shannon Sossaman's the daughter, right?
No, it's Emmy Rossman.
Why did I think it was Shannon Sossaman?
I don't know, but I like her.
Oh, I love her so much.
She's good.
She was
she's
so
not in enough. Why isn't it she in enough?
She was so good in
like
A Knight's
she
Tale.
Get enough. Oh, yeah, that was, like, the one of the ones.
She no, because
like,
she was also with Josh Hartnett in 40 Days and 40 Nights.
And in that one awesome, what is it, Chuck Palahniuk, whatever his name is.
Palahniuk?
Movie, yeah. What
Choke?
No. Oh, my gosh.
She wasn't in Fight Club.
No, the other one. It's supposed to be... No, maybe that's not him. Who wrote American Psycho?
I have no idea. Fuck.
Okay, then it's supposed to be like the kind of like the sequel to American Psycho about like the guy's brother, and he's in college, and her and him meet, and it's James Vanderbeek, and gosh, why can't I remember that? This movie like blew my mind too. Like it was so well.
Was it anything like Heather's? Have you ever seen Heather's?
Yeah, I have, and I it's funny because I've only seen that movie in like fucking motel rooms, like, which is weird. Oops. But look up what is that's gonna kill me that I can't.
And
think of
James Vanderbeek.
Yeah, James Vanderbeek.
Ah, James, there we go.
But anyways, back to Shameless.
The Rules of Attraction.
Yes, The Rules of Attraction. Yes, yes, yes.
I don't think I saw it, which is weird because I like
it's
the beak.
Awesome, it's awesome. Well, you have to. It's so dark.
I like Varsity Blues.
There's like Raymond.
Oh my god, dude.
With her too.
I don't want to see that. Like her.
I know.
You
and
know
it's
what?
Gross.
You know what? Rape scene actually made me uncomfortable.
But it's not like bad. It's not like an uncomfortable one. It's like a gross one.
No, like there's
somebody throws up on her.
There's one that made me uncomfortable.
What?
It was the last house on the left. Well, no, I don't mean to say
that.
Like
that
normally, I'm just like, oh yeah, cool,
one?
Rape.
The
yeah.
new one.
Because it's a teenage girl,
version?
And I have a teenage girl.
Oh,
so
that
it's
would
like
be terrible.
Yeah, like I'm sitting there watching it with my roommate, and we're both just kind of like,
bad.
We ended up fast forwarding
it.
Like,
you're like, oh, good, you're so sweet.
Because it was like 8 minutes. It was eight fucking. It is like the whole action. It wasn't just like.
I know, and I'm like, why did they go
close-ups?
So rapey on this? Like,
and so long, like it
I
literally.
They were just trying to push like the rape envelope. You know what I mean? Like, I really feel like they nobody had done it. You know, and they're like, we're gonna because that was one of the that was one of the reasons. You know, in the old
Look,
one.
I understand
you know?
That it's common trope in movies to rape the daughter and then the dad gets revenge. Like
oh
it's
my
common
God,
trope.
That's so cute because I just learned that word. Today. No, listen, this is how my luck is, dude. My luck is either shit or I have a fucking romantic literature class where you learn about William Wordsworth, which is okay, I like him, he's cool. But the teacher got pneumonia and we didn't have class like for six classes, and then we got a fucking horror master's degree professor. And he's teaching us about horror movies now.
Nice.
That's my luck. I love my luck.
I actually have one of my Netflix pearls as a horror movie. Let's do those. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah. Where are we at? I just watched Psycho.
Which one?
The original.
Nice.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, we'll do our Netflix pearls. So what you got? Netflix pearl for the new listeners, if I have any.
What's it like a pearl, like as in like a good find?
Yeah, like a good find, a pearl of wisdom. It doesn't have to be on Netflix, but that helps. But any movie or TV show.
Shameless.
That people don't know about.
Oh, okay.
That's the caveat. People might not know about, but need to. I mean, everybody should know about Shameless. TV show or movie.
Okay, Black Mirror.
Ooh.
That is something that everybody should know about.
I've been hearing about
that
on Chris
British
Hardwick's
thing
podcast.
Too. It's like foreign, technically.
Yeah. Nice.
It's awesome, dude. It's like the new age version, like the future version of, what's it called? Why can't I the weed. I'm like, why can't I think of anything? The Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've heard, because I listen to the Hardwick's podcast.
Good.
I really like his podcast.
But it's really sci-fi, though. That's why I like it. Because I do like sci-fi shit.
So, like, what's it, I mean, is every episode different then?
Yeah, and there's only, like, it's not, some of them aren't sci-fi. Some of them are just weird concepts. Like, that's why I always say it's, like, more like Twilight Zone, because that's kind of what Twilight Zone was, too. It was, like, either weird concept or something sci-fi or whatever. But, like the first, I'll give you the first season, first episode, what the premise is about, because it's not going to spoil anything, because it's literally about the entire episode. the first episode is about the Prime Minister of of England fucking a pig.
Oh yeah, doesn't he have to fuck it, or like somebody's like, gonna die or something?
Somebody's gonna die, and it's like one. It's like
he has to like do it on
it's
TV.
It's a royal. It's a royal girl. It's like a princess or something, or like
yeah, and like he can't tell like, anybody.
No, he has to do it on TV, in front of like a whole audience and the entire basically like the world basically, and it's insane. And like the whole show is about him dealing with it, like going through like him having to do it, figuring out that he has to do it. Dealing with it, then going through it, oh. Like it's fucking crazy. And then like the repercussions, which actually I don't want to tell the whole thing, but it's good. You should see it. It's really insane. But it's not like gnarly. It's not like, you know, it's not like putting off. Like it's not something. It'll make you a little uncomfortable, but
every good stuff really should.
But it's good. Yeah. It pushes the limit, and it's really, really good. And that's the thing. It pushes the limit of like what you think can happen. Or, like, that's, I think, the point, you know, and that's really cool. I like that kind of stuff.
That's odd that you say that, because one of, this is going to be the perfect segue, one of my Netflix pearls is Electric Boogaloo,
ooh,
which is the documentary on Canon Films, who were known for pushing the limit of tastelessness.
I did not know that. I think I've seen that.
There was once a saying about them. I'm trying to remember it, how it went, but it's like they would make a movie just like something else, minus the taste. Or so, it was something along those lines, but like it showed them like they would always have a ton of nudity. And
like just exploitative.
Yeah, like in the 80s, like in the mid early 80s, like excessively. But they also made movies like they made all the Death Wish movies. And it was just like, it got more and more cartoonish. And we know Charles Bronson wanted to get away from it. We don't know what they said to him to get him to keep doing those movies. Like, talking about like how insane the directors were. Like, how they pretty much, they used to get funding for movies by making a movie poster. Showing someone the movie poster.
And then they'd be like,
oh yeah, sure, I'll definitely invest in that movie.
Yeah.
And then they would take that money. And go cast, like movies wouldn't be cast and script. Then they would write a script. They would come up with a name and a poster and then go write a script. Like,
it's like having storyboards.
Like one movie was always paying for the next movie. Like you think you're financing like this, you're actually financing that. Yeah, like, yeah, stealing from Peter to pay Paul. Like, but like these, it was these Israeli directors and like it just, but some of the movies they turned out, you know, were really good and like. This one, they did like a opera movie, Othello, and it was like this, you know, renowned director's best. Like he said, he had a crisis afterwards because he never would be able to make something as good. And like, but then they turned out shit that like Masters of the Universe. You know, like
nice.
All the Delta Force movies, like they just turned out so much shit. But they also turned out.
But it's like
breaking.
That's what you do, you know. As like a. Like a revolution of something, because like you know, there's a some. I mean, technically, there's like a bubble there, right? And you're just kind of like exploiting it until it's up to you.
Well, like
ability.
It was funny because they did that with breakdancing. They saw breakdancing. It was like one of their nieces saw it and was like, "Hey, this would make a movie." And so they
it's
just
funny,
made
it
a movie.
Happens to everything.
Yeah, so they just made a movie, and it was it was popular in the United States. So then when they ended up breaking up, they tried to do it again. Except instead of waiting for a dance craze to be popular, they try to do the movie and make the dance craze popular, and they tried it with Lambada, and it did not work at
all.
Yeah.
Like,
but it was
you
just,
can't just do something backwards and expect it to work just the same way. Like, that's just funny.
Yeah, but it was just crazy. Like, they had a deal with MGM Studios for like a year or two, and MGM Studios cut the deal after like three movies because they're like, you have just delivered us shit. Like everything
like
you.
What is this bullshit? Like,
yeah,
this is horrible.
Yeah, they're like every movie you've given us to distribute is just absolute shit. So they
ended
the deal.
At that point, they were just giving money out of anything, dude. I'm starting to. I'm doing this research project.
Somehow they hooked up and got like with this guy who pretty much invented the junk bond market.
Oh.
And got $300 million from him, and so like started buying cinemas and. They said at one point, while most movie theaters were turning out like 6 to 8 movies a year, they're turning out like 20, 30, you're like just cranking out just awful pile of shit after pile of shit. And I'm sitting there watching them, but a lot of them, like a lot of the movies, I'm like, that's a cult classic. Like, yeah, it didn't make any money and it got panned at the time.
That's the thing,
Like Barfly.
But the thing is, like, those are the movies sometimes that have, like, inspired other things. So like,
yeah,
those are things that are
well, like, one of their movies was basically Fast Times at Ridgemont High before Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Like, one of the movies they made in the 70s that they had actually made as a lemon popsicle in Israel. Then they remade it here, and I forget what the name of the movie was. But it's about high schoolers, mm-hmm. and this awkward kid is in love with a pretty girl, and his popular friend ends up having sex with her, impregnating her, dipping, and so the nerdy guy stands up for the girl that he likes and does the right thing, which is one of the subplots of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
There's like three or four plots. That's one of them.
Yeah, definitely.
But they did it before.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so good.
You just reminded me of Quentin Tarantino. He stole, you know, he stole Pulp Fiction, right? From a Japanese kid.
Never heard that.
Yeah, he stole the whole, it wasn't necessarily the characters, like, that he had, because, you know, his writing is obviously his own.
Right.
But, like, his dialogue and stuff. But it was the non-linear plots. There was this kid had made this movie about these like gangsters. It was kind of like the same thing. It was like the nonlinear plots, but he just basically took it and put his own like.
Well, he did Reservoir Dogs before Pulp Fiction. Reservoir Dogs was similar.
Which is crazy. So that means he had. If that's true, I don't know if it's true. Just something I heard.
Well, what I'm thinking is that he did Reservoir Dogs.
That's from Pulp Fiction.
The Japanese kid saw that, was like, I kind of like that idea.
Maybe. And then
he just took it and made it like so much more than Quentin Tarantino.
And
was like,
Tarantino
oh shit, I liked
it?
What he did with that.
And then Tarantino
and
saw
then,
it. That's because, like an inception of like.
Well, because I'm sure with like Tarantino, like his. Because like he's super into movies, he's super into filmmaking.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that somebody like that would hear if somebody was like, "Yo, did you hear this Japanese kid kind of did what you did with Reservoir Dogs?"
Yeah.
Because he also did the same thing with Four Rooms that he did with is it Robert Rodriguez had a
and this girl named Amy or something.
I want to say because wasn't it four different directors?
Yeah, it was four.
Quentin Tarantino, Rodriguez, and then two, and I can't remember the other two.
There was a chick who did the one about
the
couple.
Witches. Oh, the couple. Oh, Antonio Banderas and
No, the witches. I think you're right. The witches.
Okay, was it sexist of me to say that?
Nah, maybe.
Just assume. I don't know. Fuck them. Fucking broads.
I mean, I would figure it. But for some reason, I thought it was sexist because it was like, oh yeah, because they're married.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, sure. The marriage problems with the children. The women write about the children. You sexist bitch. You fucking self-hating woman.
I am sometimes, and I feel bad about it. But it's like I grew up that way. I can't help it.
You
my
know
mom,
what I don't feel bad
like
about?
My mom was like a single mom.
Yeah.
So like she was like a dude sometimes. So it's like I had to act like a dude all the time.
My mom was a single mom too. Like she had boyfriends, but they usually sucked. Like she was the one that like
they all sucked.
She was the one that taught me football and like used to gamble with me on football and shit like that. Like I don't know if she. I mean, it was Wisconsin, so there's like a 98% chance she was just into it anyway because that's how Wisconsin is. But like you know, we would go to games all the time, like or whenever they came to Madison, which was like every year.
Too,
so
man.
Yeah,
she loves it. She used to be a fucking jockey. She was like one of the only 200 women jockeys
ever
in the world ever.
There's not a lot of them.
No, and it's funny because I watch her show, Chelsea Handler's show on Netflix. If you don't watch it, that might be another little pearl. If you like Chelsea Handler,
I'm sexist because I won't watch her.
Yeah, no, but she actually was she did an episode on the races, and she asked that question. And she was like, are there any women jockeys? And I just want to be like, oh, my mom. My mom was one of them.
And then I had to fuck up her life. No.
Actually, she fucked up her life. She went over the rails and busted her knee and ended up just being like a trainer. And like, she got fucked up from horses, dude. She like got banned. So
that's a pretty white thing to say.
Yeah.
Your white privilege just showed through.
I know. It's terrible, but it's true.
No, I'll say. You know what? I'll say.
Actually, horse people are pretty fucking dirty. I don't know.
My aunt's.
Yeah, there's a lot of rich people that own them, but a lot of people don't own horses that work in the horse business.
My aunt makes a little bit of money, and her my cousins I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my cousins. Like, I always see pictures of them riding horses and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, my kid. No. One of my ex-girlfriends tried to get me on a horse.
Equestrian is bullshit, though. It is.
My ex-girlfriend tried to get me on a horse. She had one. Like, she had had one growing up and, like, had it stabled in Clearwater. And she was trying to get me. Or not girlfriend. It was a girl I was, like, kind of messing with.
I have a love-hate relationship with riding.
I won't do it.
And that is a really white privilege thing to say. I have a love-hate relationship with riding horses.
Yeah, I did it once when I was younger on one of those let's go up to take one of these adventure trail things.
They're huge animals. It's insane. You have to, like,
I was a little kid. I hurt my fucking little juglets, dude.
Well, yeah. Oh, God, your ass hurts so bad after a while, too. No, but my mom, she was a trainer.
At least I think that's why my butt hurt.
She used to put me on horses, like, that were shitty, like, on purpose. And she'd like, here, you got to ride this one around. I'm like, I hate riding. Like, please, I don't want to ride it. And especially, I don't want to jump. Like, I really didn't like jumping. I could just do, like, the easy shit. Like, I could just, like, kind of trot around and, like, canter around. And, like, I had been in a bunch of, like, weird, awkward, clumsy as accidents with horses. Like, I was literally kicked in the head as a fucking, like, 3-year-old.
I could see that.
By a horse. I know, and it's such a joke, and it's, like, not a joke, dude.
One of my brother's friends, she got kicked in the face by a horse, and it broke her jaw.
Oh, my gosh.
To the point that when it got put back together, like, it couldn't get put back together right, so it's just a little bit off.
Yeah. No.
I mean, it's
that
barely
would hurt, probably.
It's barely noticeable. Oh, no, God. Like, it got put back together. It's just a little, you can see it, it's just a little off, but it doesn't hurt or anything.
Like, what do you mean? Like, it's uneven?
Yeah, like, if you look at her two middle teeth, like, one's just a little lower. So when she smiles, it's like a slightly broken smile. I was like, oh.
That's cute.
Yeah, I was like, that's a beautiful, I don't know another girl like that, but I don't think she broke her jaw
like
that.
It's like a good characteristic.
Yeah. She's a great, and then my friend Crystal got kicked in the jaw.
Oh, by a horse?
I think so. Or her boyfriend. No, I'm just kidding. It was her horse.
I got kicked in the actual head. I remember because my mom, like, made a huge deal about it. I don't remember it, obviously. I literally don't remember
well,
it.
Well, no, you got knocked the fuck out, I'm sure. It's a fucking horse. So a horse is a 2-ton muscle. That's all it is. It's just a
exactly.
big muscle.
I know.
That's why, like, I hate when people are like, oh, like, unicorns are supposed to be, like, so feminine gay.
Yeah.
Like,
I love them.
A unicorn is a 2-ton muscle with a sword. It's how do
that
you get
shit's ice cream?
That's the most masculine thing ever. Like, it's just a giant muscle with a killing attachment. Like, how is that not manly?
It's awesome, dude. They're awesome.
I won't ride
a unicorn.
I'm brown, man. I would ride a unicorn. I'm not gonna ride a horse.
I
want to ride a Pegasus unicorn.
They have
unicorn.
That one. I watch too much TV because I like commercials. They have that one.
That's the weirdest statement.
They have that one commercial. Well, because commercials are getting really funny now, which is cool. Because a lot of funny writers have to go into advertising. And I understand that because I would probably do it because that's what I'm trying to do right now in school. But anyways, there's this one where I think it's like an Icebreakers fucking commercial.
Yeah.
And they talk about being like awesome. And like at some point during the commercial at the end, like they just fucking are on a like a blue shiny unicorn, like a real horse though that they made look like a unicorn, and they're like rearing on it, and it's like amazing, and it just seems so awesome, and they make the fucking horse look so real, or the unicorn, they make the unicorn look really real.
My friend Kevin was on here last week. He's from Canada.
It was real.
He tried to tell me that unicorns exist in Canada, and I said the narwhal. That's unicorn of the sea.
Yeah. If I saw that would be insane. All right.
So I'm gonna give my other Netflix pro because we got to get out of here soon.
Okay.
So my other Netflix pearl, because it's October, and I didn't tell you this, so don't feel bad, even though you should for being a failure. It is October, so I'm doing bonus
don't know
pearls.
About that.
I'm doing
oh,
bonus
I could give
pearls.
You pearls all day.
Okay, you can do
I
a bonus pearl.
I know too much about this stuff.
But it has to be a horror movie.
Okay.
And my bonus pearl this week, horror movie, is, and I don't know how much press this actually received, because I didn't see much of it.
I might have already seen it.
Clown.
Ooh, I didn't see that one.
With Eli Roth, or not with...
it's Eli Roth?
It's an Eli Roth movie.
Really? Wow, I was looking for a good horror, actually.
So,
clown's
scary, let me
though.
Preface... Yeah, they terrify me. I fucking hate clowns.
Really?
So much.
I don't hate them that much.
This movie... Oh, I hate them so much. Like, you know how...
Did you hear about what's happening?
Oh, yeah, all those random clowns.
Oh, my
God. One of them was... one of the clowns that threatened
insane.
To kill 6 kids in Pasco turned out to be, like, another 6th grader at the school. Yeah, like he did this on some music social networking app. He was like, did a clown avatar.
Kids are such different assholes. Different kind of assholes.
He thought it was funny to scare some kids with everything that's going on.
It was hilarious.
Turns out he's getting charged with terrorist threatening, which is like a second degree. I think it's a federal felony.
Oh my gosh.
Because he did it on the internet.
He's going to federal.
No, he's like 12 years old. They're going to give him like a ton of probation and make his parents pay a bunch of money.
They've
his parents are going to drown him.
It's
a little dark. No, okay, so clown, this dude is like getting his house ready to sell. He's a real estate agent. His wife calls him. Honey, just got a call. It's his son's birthday. The clown got double booked, so now they don't get a clown. And his son's going to be heartbroken. There's clown shit everywhere. Apparently his kid likes clowns. You see this. And then dude's about, as he's prepping this house, he sees, like, this chest. And he's like, or he sees something, like a bunch of costumes. And he's like, don't worry, honey. And he starts looking to, like, put one together. Mm-hmm. And he sees a chest, opens the chest. It's a clown outfit. Puts it on. He goes and entertains his son. Great time. Passes it on the couch. Wakes up, still in the outfit. He's like, shit. Mm-hmm. Tries to get it off. Won't come off.
Mm-hmm.
Nose is stuck. Wig is stuck. He has to hurry up and get somewhere, but he has to, like, go there dressed as a clown then. Another house he's remodeling. He's, like, you know, like I said, like, the whole boss, I guess. Mm-hmm. So he goes there and the work crew's there, and he's got, like, a Scully on over a rainbow wig. And he's, like, wearing, like, a white, like, leather checkered, like, clown suit. And he's got, like,
so
the
weird
red nose on, and he can't get anything to come off.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be so
Oh, yeah. But
shitty.
It starts giving him, like, urges.
Oh, what?
Grumblings.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't want to get too deep into it without spoiling anything. Like,
I don't like the idea of it not coming off.
Yeah, like
that's why I love this new class in him, because we're talking about horror movies like all the time. And it's so awesome. It's amazing.
It's pretty cool. There's only a few parts where you jump and you're just like, no. Why are you doing that? Stop it. I will think about this. I will give you one thing.
I don't know if I
want
to watch it. I'm scared.
Evil clown. What are they going to attract? Children. So be prepared for that. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say.
Oh, no.
I can't spoil it. But it's definitely, I bought it on Blu-ray. It's if you like horror movies,
really?
You like being a little creeped out, I definitely, I'm from that generation that still buys.
I have one, but I don't remember. It's like, I remember like half of the name, but I know like the premise and I know the whole thing. But I know my ear's kind of, but it's called, I think I want to say, it's called,
you can do it.
The devil.
Use your words.
The devil.
Went down to Georgia.
In the house. Or the devil's house down the street. Something like that. It's something like the devil's house.
The devil
house.
Lives on Georgia Avenue. All right, yeah. That's
but
weak sauce.
Yeah, either way, I know.
That's weak
so
sauce.
Hold on. I can probably think of another one. Because, the Babadook.
I did that last week.
That one.
Last week I did like four of them off of Netflix.
Yeah.
The Babadook, Crow's Nest, Houses That October Built, and I think I threw in Venom as just like your cheesy, campy kind of.
I think
what?
Teeth's on there now too. Which
I want to say somebody mentioned
seen,
that.
But I wanted to see that. I don't know if it's a pearl yet, but it could be one.
Yeah.
I heard about it a lot though. And
I've heard about it.
And I'm just like, I don't know, man.
Have you seen Houses That October Built?
No.
It's found footage.
Mm.
It's common, and I'll use your new favorite word. It's common trope, where it's
yes.
Four friends. There's a couple, and the girl is one of the other guys' sister, and then there's this random single guy who's just their friend, and they all grew up together, and blah 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 blah. They love haunted houses, so in October they're going to find the scariest haunted houses in America.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to, like, theme parks and shit like that. They're going to, like, hole in the wall, like, off in the woods.
Yeah, like
such
ones.
And such house gets shut down because it turns out they're hiring convicts with no, and they're grabbing customers just to scare, shit like that. And there's a couple moments that are just so fucking creepy. And it's, like, found footage I hated for a long time, but with Crow's Nest, which isn't bad, but House of October Built, Creep was so fucking good. Have you
really?
Seen Creep?
I wanted to see that one. I keep looking at it. I'm like,
dude,
should I do this?
There's two people in that movie.
Really?
There's two people in that movie.
I'm like that. Like I, that's the one thing is like I have actually moved more to shows now lately. I don't know if it's because they're shorter.
I have like, a show, but I'm saving it for next week.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, I was gonna say if you, I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but Cabin in the Woods too. That one.
I keep seeing that one, but I haven't watched
awesome.
It yet.
Awesome. Right. Okay, because it's just it's a self. It's I don't even know how to say it. It's like a self-aware horror movie.
Yeah.
Like it's very odd, but it's awesome. It's incredible. You should watch it. It's a completely different take.
So Cabin in the Woods. Once again, for my regular listeners, I'm sorry, because you apparently just know how much I love Houses That October Built, because I've mentioned it on like so many
really?
Podcasts over the last year.
I want to see it now. It's
yeah,
that good.
It was creepy
I don't
enough.
I trust your opinion, because you've obviously done your homework.
It was creepy enough that at the time at my roommate's house, we had two pit bulls. And after the movie was over, I went to walk the pit bulls. Pit bulls. I went to walk the pit bulls. Yeah, we're wrapping up right now. I walked the pit bulls out, and it was dark outside. And even with two big fucking ferocious muscles on leashes, I was still like, y'all need to hurry the fuck up. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Get back inside. Like, I'm getting all fucking sketched. I was a little high, but I'm getting all sketched out. Like, come
That'll
on.
Do it.
Let's fucking go. It's dark. I want to go inside. Come on.
You had pit bulls, though.
I don't,
they
dude, that's.
Anything.
Yeah, that's still what that movie had me. It was, ugh.
Oh, whew. Man.
It's a good one. All right. So, you social media, do you have any dates to plug? What you got?
No dates. I usually go to improv on Wednesday nights down in Ybor. It's always a good time. We can get drunk together afterwards if you want. But then also, and that's at, I don't know, 10:30 usually, 10 o'clock. And then also, I just have my radio show Friday at 5, Afternoon Delight. And my Twitter handle for that is AfternoonD2016. Because I'm dirty like that. But, yeah, so hit me up on that if you want to.
All right. And what's the call numbers for the radio show again? Did I say that right? Is that a thing? Call numbers? Station numbers? Station
now
ID?
I'm trying to think. I probably said it like a ton. And
on your radio dial.
WUSF 89.7.
89.7 on your radio dial.
But yeah, it's actually go to bullsradio.org because that would be the only place to hear it. Unless you want to listen to AM, which it's 1620 on AM. But I think you can only get that on campus. But somebody told me you can get AM everywhere. And I was like, I don't believe that.
You get AM everywhere. I listen to AM.
So if I'm doing an AM on the campus, anybody can get it at all times.
Sure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Within a radius, I'm assuming. Like, I'm sure people in Alaska aren't like, dude, this chick in USF is tearing shit up.
I think they are.
1620 on your radio dial.
I wish. I think I could pull some Alaskan listeners.
Alaska. Trying to get some of that Eskimo D. That frozen. All right, I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. And I'm a pig. So my dates, if you want to come throw shit at me. And I did them in the intro, too, but I'm doing them again because I'm a fucking man whore.
Narcissist.
I need the attention, man. I need it.
I am, too. I think that's why we're comedians.
I'm not a narcissist. I'm so insecure. It's like, why won't you like me?
I'm both.
Tell me about it.
Can you be both at the same time?
I'm trying. It's a conceited effort. All right. October,
that's how awesome I am.
October 29th, R Beach on the Beach. Our Beach is the name of the venue. It's on Clearwater Beach. So hit me up. And also on the 31st, on Halloween, we're doing a storyteller show at the Dunedin Brewery. The theme is scary stories. Like I said, teaser for you guys. My story is going to be how I was scared that I had just finished dancing with the giant drag queen. And then how two chicks were scared that I was a serial killer after I saved them. Yeah, a little add-on from the fucking intro. I did. I saved them, and then one of them was like, you're a serial killer, and we're going to die.
Oh, my God. They said it?
Oh, yeah, right to my face. Well, one of them did. I can't get any more into it. I got to save it. Storyteller show, Dunedin Brewery, 8 o'clock, Halloween night.
Thanks for the weed, by the way.
Yeah, not a problem. Like I said, it was Orange Crush. It's a sativa heavy hybrid. As always, guys, James Bailey, haha, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Because again, I have a basic bitch ass name, James Bailey. Ha ha! You tried doing something with James Bailey. So James Bailey, haha. If you know, you like me, you hate me, you want to tell me what a piece of shit I am, I'm with it. I'm lonely. You think other people do, they don't. Hit me up.
I love him.
See, she's one. 813-693-2124 is H&B radio call-in hotline line. I don't know all the words I just said. But basically, if you call 813-693-2124, you can leave a message. You can text a message into there. Love me, hate me, rate us, listen to us, listen, laugh, share. James Bailey, haha, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My mom's favorite podcast, Facebook page. Give us a like, give us a listen. And hey, guys, call your mama. She misses you. She worries.
Someone is wrong with me.